USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are continued signs of encouragement in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Nearby New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says that state is seeing progress in the fight against COVID-19, citing the number of cases they're starting to see in Bergen County, which has been a hotspot.
That's where it hit first, and the fact that that's beginning to show that shade, please God, it continues to, and we get other counties that continue to clock over. Those are good early signs.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying even after the pandemic ends, it could be a while before America gets back to normal.
When we really start to get back to a sense of normalcy will be when we have a vaccine.
New figures from a human resources provider called Gusto show layoffs spiked by more than 1,000% in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Americans should start seeing stimulus money soon as the government's returning to every taxpayer who earned less than $75,000 at least $1,200, and many with children will see a few hundred more. There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Indianapolis police officer shot and killed in the line of duty yesterday. 24-year-old Officer Brian Leith was responding to an apartment for a domestic violence call when she was shot. A woman inside the apartment also wounded. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Christians are marking Good Friday today. Easter is this Sunday as Passover continues, and many churches and synagogues are holding virtual religious services this year amid the coronavirus outbreak. Archbishop in Miami, Thomas Wensky, says congregations can still be spiritual even if they're virtual.
A priest who can give spiritual counsel is certainly essential, especially when so many people are so anxious this time. But that doesn't mean that we have to congregate big crowds together.
It's time to shine a light on healthcare heroes, especially during this crisis. Landmarks across the nation will be taking part in Light It Blue tonight. It's a way to show gratitude for all essential workers dedicated to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. NBC Sports is going to be airing almost 100 hours of historic Olympic moments beginning next week. Starting on Monday and running through April 26th, the network will feature highlights from the 2008 Beijing Games, the 2012 London Games, and the 2016 Rio Games. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.